Welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. Well, I must apologise again for the disturbing background noises, but we've still got the workmen in, so let's try and ignore them, eh? And let's get the show on the road. Well, here are just a few examples of the riches just unleashed on us by EMI, Decca and Retrieval Records. Jazz all the way in a really fine quality and variety. Let's have a look at the Decca double album called Swingin' Britain, the 30s. Which gives us, on the two records, All the Sides by Danny Polo and his Swing Stars, Both Sides by Lou Davis's Trombone Trio, Both Sides by Tiny Winters and his Bogey 7, seven tracks by George Chisholm and his Jive 5, all the Embassy Rhythm 8, and all the Leonard Feather Old English Swing Band. If you don't think that's good value for money, there's no hope for you. Why, one of the Danny Polo sides, Home Sweet Home, has never been issued before anywhere. Let's hear it. The Benny Goodman Trio. Danny Polo with piano by Eddie McCauley and Dudley Barber on drums. Home Sweet Home. Our departed friend Danny turns up on the Embassy Rhythm 8 series too, with Max Goldberg on trumpet, Lou Davis on trombone, Billy Amster on tenor, Bert Barnes piano, Joe Branley guitar, Dick Ball bass, and Max Bacon drums. And on Where the Black-Eyed Susans Grow, Polo plays clarinet and alto sax.
Thank you.
acid rhythm 8, where the black-eyed Susans grow. Lou Davis was a magnificent trombonist, wasn't he? We'll meet him again in just a minute.
Can't stop. Just time to tell you that this week's Lung & Beakley advertiser has 96 pages for 15p, packed with hundreds and hundreds of spinach adverts for holidays, jobs, houses, businesses and cars. Nothing but adverts as far as the eye can see. It's on sale now and you'd be mad not to buy it. Jolly good. I can get on with my packing. Now, shall I take my rod and wellies and go to this riverside cottage in Wales, only £70 a week? Or should I pack my bucket and bathing machine and take this seaside flat in Hove, only £35 a week? Perhaps, ha! I'll buy this Marina Coupe for only £1,500 and take the lot. Ah, oh, what a world of enjoyment there is in the London Weekly Advertiser, which, by the way, is on sale now. Or have I said that already? On sale now. Yes, I must have.
Animal House is an educational film.
You know you make me wanna...
It's about how one term at Faber College can turn nice, clean-cut kids into a pack of shambling, drink-sodden degenerates.
Twisting the night away.
Animal House is a salute to the three pillars of our great culture. Lust, liquor, and the willful destruction of pup. National Lampoon's Animal House. Certificate AA. In the West End and all over London now.
John Denver. John Denver in concert in the round. Due to unprecedented public demand, an extra show will take place at Wembley Arena on Tuesday, 3rd of April. John Denver, Wembley Arena, 1st to the 3rd of April. Tickets on sale everywhere now.
This is Capital Radio.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, two of the tracks in this set deck are issued of Swinging Britain in the 30s, have Lou Davis with his Ambrose colleagues Ted Heath and Tony Thorpe in a trio for trombones Lou dreamed up called Three's Company. They certainly make good company on this one. Same rhythm section as on the Embassy Rhythm 8. The Retrieval issue on Fountain is also a double album with a rather curious mixture of mostly Chicago-based bands of 1923 spotlighting trumpeter Murphy Steinberg, who it seems was a rough character, but he certainly had a fine sense of jazz. For some reason, the set also includes three sides by a New York bunch with Miff Mole, a couple of sides by some of Oliver Naylor's band of mainly New Orleanians, and two by a very rough Chicago bunch recorded electrically in 1925, and the recording's pretty rough, too. Let's hear one of the Murphy Steinberg tracks. How about Sobbing Blues? ¶¶ Midway Gardens Orchestra of Chicago, Sobbing Blues with part composer Art Castle on clarinet. You can hear him in the same set playing this number with Art Kahn's orchestra 3 days earlier. And that isn't the only case of duplicated titles here. There are three versions of Bluegrass Blues, two of House of David Blues, two of Lots of Mama, two Heading for Louisville, and two Black Sheep Blues. It's interesting to compare them, especially as some of them are by substantially similar personnel. I'll play you some non-duplicated titles in just a moment.
That's sweet music for telephone and telex operators, permanent or temporary. Yes, it's the 3T's agency, the friendly people for the good job. And temps get regular work with 5-day payouts. 3T's advertise in the Standard every Wednesday. How does it go? 3T's agency, get the job for you and me. They're the specialists.
What's an American cop called Charlie doing with a beautiful mafia mole in the Swiss Alps? It's strictly business, with a mafia elimination squad out to close them down forever. Love and Bullets with Charles Bronson screams with suspense, explodes into action and piles on the excitement. With Charlie around, somebody's bound to catch the kiss of death. Love and Bullets. Love and Bullets, Certificate A, at the London Pavilion and selected cinemas across London now.
The Camden Festival is with us again, March 17 to 31. A packed fortnight of concerts by ensembles, choirs, Janet Baker, Cleo Lane and John Dankworth, John Williams guitar, films, dance from around the world, the Drac puppets of Czechoslovakia and others, Jazz Week and Jazz Band Ball, all on the brochure from Festival Box Office, St. Pancras Library, Euston Road, 01-387-6293. 387-6293.
Hear all the excitement from the Capital Radio Music Awards ceremony at 10:45 p.m. this Monday night, the 5th of March, on Capital. We'll be broadcasting the awards presentation live from the Grosvenor House, Park Lane. On hand will be the nominees for the Best Single, Best Album, and the Best Artists of 1978. So listen in and find out who you've made the winners. That's the Capital Radio Music Awards ceremony, 10:45 this coming Monday night on Capital.
Here we are again on Mardi Gras. One title in the Fountain double album just issued that isn't repeated is the weirdly named Suki Hey Hey, composed by pianist Al Siegel and played by his band in New York, allegedly including trombonist Santa Picora from New Orleans. It's rather nice. Listen.
Suki Hey Hey, whatever that means, by composer Al Siegel at the piano and his orchestra in 1924. Then we only get one version of Rube Bloom's number, Carolina Stomp, which is one of the two by the group from Oliver Naylor's band, known as Pinky's Birmingham Five. Pinky is Edward Pinky Gerbrecht on cornet. The trombone is by Pete Beelman, later with Ted Weems. Clarinetist is Jerry Rieschel. Bob Zerke plays piano, and Jules Bauduc, Ray's brother, plays banjo or guitar. I'm not sure there aren't both. Listen. Birmingham 5, Carolina Stomp. And despite acoustic recording and the duplication of titles, this Fountain issue is a very important one, especially as the original 78s are rarer than penny blacks. In a moment, we'll have a look at what World Records' latest jazz issues present to us.
In Praise of Older Women was a best-selling novel which startled a generation. Now, In Praise of Older Women is an equally controversial film, the frank, sensual story of one young man, five older women, and the encounters between them. In Praise of Older Women is now showing at the Prince Charles Leicester Square, Certificate X. Join this young man on his journey from innocence to experience. You'll find it quite an experience, too.
There are a lot of children in London who really don't get much fun out of life. Helpline, together with the London Adventure Playground Scheme, are trying to do something about that, and we need your help. What we want to do is help turn about 40 playgrounds in the London area into happier places for children. We're looking for things like timber for building, rope, sporting equipment, art and craft materials, pencils, paper, paint, canvas, and even things like old tires for swings. If you're an organisation or an individual who can organise a collection for us, we'd love to hear from you. The helpline number, 01-388-7575.
Come here, nice people to do business with. Currie Motors, the inflation fighters. It's real value for money at Currie Motors. Choose from over 1,000 new and used cars, including new Cortinas. Cash in on the best trade-in prices and save with free 12-month warranties backed by Ford. All this plus our 7-day exchange option on used cars. Buy now, pay later, HP or lease. Currie Motors, your Ford main dealer at Stamford Hill, Twickenham, Kingston, Hounslow and East Molesey. Nice people to do business with.
Take the plane with a son in its name, Caribbean Airways. Fly Barbados, you'll be glad you came, Caribbean Airways.
On the National Airline of Barbados, your holiday starts as soon as you step aboard. It's the easy way to fly to the Caribbean, and if you book in advance, there are really big savings. Ask your travel agent for details, or phone 01-493-6252. 01-493-6252.
Caribbean Airways.
Now again from Mardi Gras. Well, now let's hear some of the beautiful things in World Records, two separate helpings of homemade jam. Yes, that's right, that's what they call it. 38 tracks of British-made jazz records of the years 1935 to 1938. Let's start with a mystery. I've no idea who any of the men on this one are, and neither is the sleeve note writer, Charles Fox. It's Sweet Georgia Brown by the Swing Timers, made in 1936. Any ideas? Swing Timers, Sweet Georgia Brown. Who's the singer? Anyone know? On the other side is a track made in 1938 by the Rhythm Gangsters, including trumpeter Frenchy Sartell, violinist Eric Sidé, and rhythm, called simply Blues. What else?
Thank you.
blues by the unusual combination of trumpet, violin, and rhythm. But good, yes? If you think the rhythm gangsters had an unusual lineup, what about the Black Hand Gang 2 years earlier, consisting of three straight flautists, Buddy Featherston Horn tenor sax, and four rhythm, led by Stanley Black at the piano, hence the name of the group, presumably. This is how they treat Limehouse blues. Limehouse blues are most attractive going over. A more homemade jam in just a moment.
When Simon Winchester of the Daily Mail attended a special preview in New York of The Deer Hunter, he wrote these words.
The film has a stunning effect on those who see it. Men got up from their seats to stand at the back of the cinema in the darkest corners, weeping soundlessly. The girl next to me bit hard on her knuckles, tears streaming down her face. When The Deer Hunter opens in London, the tears will flow and the nails will dig into the hands with equal ferocity. The Deer Hunter will come back time and again to haunt even the sternest mind. It is essentially a film about life, about comradeship, about brotherly love and affection.
Michael Cimino's film, The Deer Hunter, starring Robert De Niro, is in the West End now. Certificate X. It is a film that must be seen.
An evening with Joan Armour Trading. And special guest George Duke, Monday and Tuesday, 12th and 13th of March at Wembley Arena. That's Joan Armour Trading, Wembley Arena, 12th and 13th of March. Tickets on sale from all usual agents now.
Besides drinking Kronenberg, how do Europeans enjoy themselves? Germans, of course, are well known for their sense of humor.
You will like this joke. A man in a restaurant is eating soup. Waiter! He calls out. In the soup there is a fly. The waiter replies, and now here's the funny part. Don't worry, the spider on the roll will get him. As you didn't quite understand. A man in a restaurant.
Kronenberg Lager. Right? It's given Europe more pleasure than almost anything. And no wonder.
Capital, one man for. Capital, the sunshine war on. Capital, one man for. In tune with London.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, 6 days before the Black Hand Gang made that one, the last one I played of Limehouse Blues, in the Parlophone Studios on December the 11th, 1935, Jack Miranda, clarinetist, and his Meanderers, ouch, recorded Ida, with Norman Payne on trumpet and mellophone, and look, Buddy Featherston-Hall again on tenor. The first volume of Homemade Jam by World Records includes two tracks labelled I Never Knew. The earlier one is the 1921 number, played impeccably but hot by Lou Davis, as a trombone solo with rhythm accompaniment.
Oh,
That's One I Never Knew by Tom Pitts, a Negro ragtime pianist from the Barbary Coast. 7 months later, in July 1936, the Five Bright Sparks, getting nearer than most to Joe Venuti's Blue Four, recorded the 1925 song called I Never Knew, also composed by pianist Ted Fiorito. Frank Weir plays clarinet and baritone sax here, with Bill Snyderman on violin, Phil Green at the piano, George Elliott guitar, and Wally Morris bass. Sparks, also a well-named bunch, I Never Knew. And I'll play you just two more from these homemade jam albums on World Records in a moment.
Eastern Gas are giving discounts of up to £15 on a wide range of attractive fires. And there's a free fitting offer when you trade in your old gas fire. At Eastern Gas now.
The Deer Hunter.
Realistic, yes. Harrowing, yes. I don't know if people have a strong enough stomach for it, but that sort of thing has to be seen because it happened.
The Deer Hunter.
It leaves one speechless, really.
It's a beautiful film.
It's different to anything I've seen yet.
The Deer Hunter.
Just a very moving film. Yeah, you've got to see it. It's a personal thing.
Michael Cimino's film, The Deer Hunter, starring Robert De Niro, is in the West End now. Certificate X.
It's a film that has to be seen.
The Camden Festival is with us again, March 17 to 31.
A packed fortnight of concerts by ensembles, choirs, Janet Baker, Cleo Lane and John Dankworth, John Williams guitar, films, dance from around the world, the drunk puppets of Czechoslovakia and others, Jazz Week and Jazz Band Ball. All on the brochure from Festival Box Office, St. Pancras Library, Euston Road, 01-387-6293.
Gas!
Eastern Gas are giving discounts of up to £15 on a wide range of attractive fires. And there's a free fitting offer when you trade in your old gas fire. At Eastern Gas now.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, here's a contemporary recording of a number that recently made television history, Pennies from Heaven. It's played by trumpeter Duncan White and his band in 1937, and though the critic Edgar Jackson hated the vocal by the leader, it's not that bad. From Heaven by Duncan White and his band in 1937. Well, time for one more only, I'm sorry to say, so let's hear from the man who gave so much to British jazz in the 20s and produced one session in 1937 by his quintuplets of swing, Bert Furman. Freddie Gardner, the late and the great, on clarinet, alto and tenor saxes, Cyril Hellier on violin and three rhythm, take a new look at Tiger Rag and call it Keep Going. Not a bad idea at that. Thank you.
This is Capital Radio broadcasting on 194 meters medium wave and 95.8 megahertz VHF stereo.